Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half, and God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophet will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
Sister Barbara.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to greater heights. And I'm hearing God say that there's something that you're going to establish. I don't know if it has to do with something in the community like humanitarian work, but God says that you're going to establish this, and it's going to be like something joint that you're going to be doing with a partner. And God says for you to prepare yourself because you're about to pour into his people. So God says that it's like you're going to be also there to help just give people the confidence and encouragement that they need as well, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear the word of the Lord saying that
He's restoring some things within you. God is saying that he's restoring the family in this season. I hear the word of the Lord saying that for you to let go. God is saying that he's for you to let go, for you to think positive. God is saying for you to trust in this season, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I just hear this nursery rhyme, this poem for you. I just hear God saying, where is Barbara? Where is Barbara? Here I am. Here I am. But God says, where are you in his kingdom? Where are you in his presence? God says, this is the time he's calling you into his presence at a greater level, at a greater manifestation. God says he's going to begin to move some things out of the way so that you begin to spend the time that is allotted and that is ordained for you to spend with him. God is going to bring forth the right people, right connections, and elevation to you. But God said the time for you to get into his presence is hearkening unto you to get deeper into his presence, and that's the word of the Lord.
And I concur the word of the Lord that was spoken, but God is saying that he's going to give you a spirit of hunger and thirst after his righteousness, even as you come before him early in the morning, as he says that if you seek him early, you shall find him. God is just going to give you restore your joy and your laughter. He's removing heaviness and feelings of depression. We break that in Jesus' name. Much joy is coming to you, woman of God, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear the word of the Lord saying, let not your heart be troubled nor be dismayed. For Father God says, this is truly the season of breaking off and breaking generational curses. For Father God says, I'm going back generational, and I'm correcting something. Father God says, fear not. For Father God says, greater is he that is within you than they that are in the world. I hear Father God saying, peace is your shelter, and peace is your portion. Father God says, choose peace in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.